changed for good. Yeah, I could just do that whole song. I would talk it, though, because that's how I roll. So good morning. My name is Valerie Reeves. I have been the spiritual director of the center for 2.5 years. It has been my honor and my pleasure to be the spiritual director here. And some of you may have been looking at things around here, and it's like, what is this? Why is there a hula hoop here? This is part of my spiritual practice. Because I'm a kid at heart, I like to pretend that there is a screen here and it just goes through and cleans off anything that doesn't serve me. And then it becomes my vortex and I step into everything that I am ready to accept. And I will be ready to accept so many good things. And in that wonderful space, because I've learned so much from the center, I am ready to step and fly to the next adventure. And I am honored and so excited to introduce to you the new spiritual director of the center, Reverend Patty Mercado. So we have an amazing organic process, right? That's what we call it. It's good. It's good. I wanted to share with Patty the wonderful things that I've learned from the center. And it was funny because right when I was about getting emotional with this song, Scott came up and told me a little joke. I'm like, okay, there is that tuning in, and it's like, all right, let's take her to the next space because she needs to talk. So a lot of emotion and a lot of stuff going on here, and a lot of amazing stuff that I've learned from the center. Hello.
Do tell. What have you learned from the center, well, Reverend Valerie?
I have learned so much. I've learned that, well, no matter where you go, there you are. I've learned that there are some people that send out birthday cards even if it's not your birthday. Yay! You know who you are. I've learned a lot from, we have our coffee group on Tuesday mornings, and I've learned so much from them. It's an embodiment of Ernest Holmes. The life which we live is universal life, expressing through us. Else, how could we live? Our thought, our emotions, is to use our amazing conscious lives, consciously, unconsciously. The original creative thing is that cause of everything that flows through us. We are thinking, willing, knowing conscious centers in life. We are surrounded by, immersed in, and there is that flowing through us, a creative something. I have had some amazing people in this life, in this center, that have taught me so much. I have to give shout out to my favorite bean counter, Bruce Skinner, who has done so many things and has really kept me in that space of, you know what? Yeah. Kept me in that space of, you know what? Nothing big going on here. We're just going to keep on keeping on. And the practitioners in the center have taught me that you just keep giving. You keep coming from the heart. You keep loving people just as they are and just as they aren't. And when we love people to that next level, then we rise up to that next level. Seeing people the way we see ourselves, which is through the eyes of love. And when we forget to see others through the eyes of love, then perhaps we have forgotten to see ourselves through the eyes of love. So taking that space of love, and I've worked with some amazing, wonderful, loving practitioners here. She's got a reverend consciousness. Pauline Tedford did make her transition a week and a half ago, and she's the one that she kept calling me, and I called her back, and she's like, just wait a minute, I need to get a cup of tea. So it's like, okay, I'll wait. So she got a cup of tea, and we had a conversation, and she kept calling me, are you ready to come in here yet? Are you ready to come here yet? And it's like, wow, there's so much love and so much rich history in the center that it took a little while for me to get myself ready. And I feel like through the members, the amazing board, and we have a beautiful, wonderful board that has risen the center to a whole nother level. And taking that deep, rich history and being able to pass it forward and move forward is a wonderful and beautiful thing. And it has been an interesting journey because when we decide to move to something else. It's like, okay, something is calling me, and I kept telling Spirit, shh, I'm not ready yet. And it kept calling, and the call kept getting louder and louder for me to travel, to speak, to go back into teaching in corporate America the science of mind principles. And it's really all science of mind. I'm teaching emotional intelligence in corporate America. And when I started looking at the curriculum, and it's law of attraction, our thoughts create our reality, it's like, this is all science of mind. What are they doing? They're labeling it emotional intelligence. So what I've learned from this congregation, from this center, from these members, is a lot of emotional intelligence. Because when we know who we are and we get in touch and in tune with that divinity inside and we love ourselves just as we are, then we can love the world just as it is and just as it isn't. And we can keep seeing it in a higher light and a higher vibration. And the more we see ourselves and others in that higher vibration, the more we create a world that works for everyone, which is our number one goal, our amazing mission. So loving ourselves just as we are, forgiving ourselves from the past. And I love the analogy of when I get in my car, it doesn't say, where have you been? What are you bringing with you? It just says, where are you and where are you going? Well, it's like, I'm right here and moving forward. And all of us can let go of the past. That's my spiritual ritual. If it takes a hula hoop or whatever, let go of the past, forgive ourselves for things of the past, and step forward and listen. Take time to listen to that inner voice that's saying, go here, do this. Something else is calling. I've been touched by amazing lives, which is taking me to the next level. And I love you all so much for touching me in the great ways that you have touched me and supporting the center in the way that it has been supported. Because I know this center has gone through some different travels. But here's where we are, and we just look forward to where we're going. Now, I have known Reverend Patty for a very long time. I don't know if she knows, but I've sat in some of her workshops when I lived in San Jose and I was working with the Reverend Dr. David Bruner. I sat in one of her workshops because I was running the youth up there, and she is amazing. And it brings out the child spirit in me. And so knowing her and all the things that she's done, and we'd run into each other here and there. And then about a year and a half ago, we sat on a panel together. And we were having a conversation, and I got her heart. I felt it so strong. Do you ever have that where you're sitting with someone and it's like there's such a connection, and you can feel their heart and their love and their passion? And I felt that from Patty. So as Spirit started calling me, because, all right, my brother calls it, because I would call him one day, and I was telling him about, because of my hard work ethics, I'm going to have to be this and this and do this. And he's like, that is not your hard work ethic. That is your control issue. I'm like, oh yeah, you know me so well. Because of my, and I don't want to say my control issue, but my want and my desire to make sure that everything works synchronistic. As Spirit is calling me, I'm like, what are we going to do here? Because I don't want to just leave the center, you know, it's like pulling the carpet out from underneath. I want to have it dovetail into a wonderful, beautiful space. And having Reverend Patty's heart touch me with her passion, with her love, with her amazingness, and all that she brings to the table. To me, it was just a no-brainer. Let me call Patty. Let's see what she's up to. And we had the most wonderful conversation, and then we had another conversation, another conversation, and it's like, okay, everything just started coming together with ease and grace. And when we set an intention, my intention to, and my desire to want to travel more, to get this message out to other spaces, other people that maybe would not come into a center for spiritual living, as that desire is growing bigger, this voice is calling more. And it's like everything works in perfect synchronicity. And the fact that Reverend Patty came in with her dynamicness and the members loved her, the board loved her, and love her, not loved, love her. I knew that she had a lot to bring to the table. And so I'd love for you to share a little bit about your ideas, what you bring to the table, what you're thinking, what your passion is, whatever you want to talk about.
She gave me a mic.
I did.
So I am thrilled, just absolutely thrilled to be here, to be standing in this room, in this space with these people, my family. And I think that that's where it all starts. It really does start with who we are as a family and who we are as a human family and how we come together in that understanding of our oneness, that understanding of who we are together. You know, individually, we're just so fabulous. We're unique. We're perfect. We're whole. We're complete. You can see it right here. But you know what happens when we come together? It's magic.
Magic.
It's incredible. It's special. And that is the thing that keeps calling me forward in this idea of ministry, in this idea of community, spiritual community. So I am so interested in who we are together, in who we are as a community, in what's happening in the vibration of this room, this building, this time, this space. And how that happens and how that shows up, we'll get to see it. We'll get to experience it. We'll get to be part of the unfolding of it. And where it starts is right here, individually, as we come to know ourselves, as we come to know the power and the presence and the authority of God within me. As you come to know the power, the presence and the authority of God within you, and we let that shine individually, and then we come together on purpose and with purpose, with a clear intention, to be the change we want to see in the world, to know love, to be love, to express truth, to know it in a greater way. Myself, us, together. Because it's the us that I'm really interested in. It's who we are. And so I know that there will be moments of bliss and joy and creativity and wisdom, and there will be moments of transition, mm-hmm. and moments of sorrow and moments of change, but you know, together, mm-hmm. it will be exquisite. So completion is a really huge thing, mm-hmm. and I am a big believer in it, and I just really love that we get this opportunity to love on Valerie, mm-hmm. as she makes her movement, follows the call of her heart, that mm-hmm. which is upon her. So,
oh, not quite. Because I want to talk about following, because I really feel like we're all examples for each other. When my children, I have four amazing children, they were born in 3 3/4 years, lived in Nebraska, what else are you going to do, right? So, I have these four amazing children, and when they were little, I learned that they learned by three ways. One, by example. 2, by example. 3, by example. So the best thing I can do is be a good example of how to love myself, how to embody the science of mind principles, how to trust life, how to trust myself, how to forgive quickly and easily. And I've learned so much of that and witnessed so much of that from each and every person here. And so me taking all of that from each of you, going to that space of being a good example of Spirit is calling. I can't just say, no, I can't hear you. We have to listen to that inner Spirit that's calling and say, okay, yes. Let's make this the year of yes. Yes. Yes to having potluck in here. I had to do an attitude adjustment. It's all good. What? It's change. It's little change. And then we go through sometimes the grieving process of, yeah, but I was going to go get some coffee in the kitchen, and I wasn't there. So the 5 steps of grieving, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. I like to think of it as, oh, something new and wonderful is happening. Oh, I get to make an attitude adjustment. Yay! And then getting excited about it. It's like, okay, something new, something different. How are we going to do this? How will this show up? And stepping into that excitement of what's happening rather than getting into that, oh my God, change. Because that is the philosophy of our center, of our teaching. Change our thinking, change our life. And we all love change so much, right? So I invite each of us to embrace the change. And I know when I've left other centers before, it's like, well, Reverend Valerie didn't do it that way. And I know when I come back, people will be looking at me, and it's like, well, Reverend Patty doesn't do it that way. And it's like, okay, we're embracing the new, letting go of the old, and something wonderful is happening. And staying in that mantra of always something wonderful is happening, because there can't be anything else but something wonderful happening in, as, and through each one of us. And I know that you're in good hands, because I wouldn't leave it any other way. I know that you have an amazing board, wonderful practitioners, wonderful members, and a wonderful new spiritual director. And so I honor that. And I know we're going to go into a little honoring of each other.
So completion is such a big part of life. Have you noticed? Mm-hmm. Did we just complete a moment? Did we complete our drive to get here? Did we complete maybe a career move? Have we completed relationships? Have we completed schooling? You know, it's the everyday completions that really call to us to be mindful of them and to be present to them and to allow them to simply be. So this is a moment of completion mm-hmm. that I really want to honor and love and allow. And so we have some gifts that we're going to be sharing mm-hmm. in honor of what this is all about. And so I am, on behalf of us of the room, the us of the people who can't be here today in body but are here in spirit, sharing a gift with Reverend Valerie. And it's the gift of dried sage. And this is representing the wisdom that you are, the wisdom that you've shared so generously, so creatively, so openly with this community. And it's not about the length of time, it's about the moments. Mm-hmm. And so your wisdom continues to be part of the legacy that is the legacy of
the Huntington Beach Church of Religious Science.
The Huntington Beach Center for Spiritual Living. You know, we've all been experiencing it. So for your wisdom, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. I'm knowing the wisdom is in the walls, and so I present to you fresh sage, knowing that a spiritual community is always fluid, always growing, and just like this fresh sage, it is the gratitude. So bringing forth the gift of gratitude that you have heard the calling of the Huntington Beach Center for Spiritual Living, and that you're bringing your whole heart and your whole self here. So honored.
Yeah. And what would life be without some love?
That's right.
It is the thing. It is the power. It is that which continues to show up in all of us. It's what brought each one here today. It's what brought you to this beautiful thing called ministry. And it's what bonds us. Love is what connects us. It's how we come together. And so for the love that you've given, for the love that you've shared, for the love that you've represented, for the example of love that you are and continue to be, we love you.
Thank you. I accept this gift of love. And in the language of flowers, the red rose does represent love. And I'm knowing that this loving community lovingly embraces you in your path. I embrace and love each and every one of you. So symbolically, this red rose is for each and every person here and for you being the leader, the driver with love. Yeah. And we're going to go into lighting our paths. Yeah. I was thinking that I'm a little shorter, so this one represented me. She's a little taller, so that'll represent Reverend Patty. It's okay, I'm all right with that. I'm used to it now. And I couldn't find my other shoes, so it's okay. Stand up there. Well, together we're going to light the path for Reverend Patty. Okay, it's going to happen. Lighting the path for each of us. For symbolically, for each and every one of us, holding that light. I know on New Year's Eve, we that morning when we did the prayer for peace, we all held these lights like this, and the light continues to shine in this space. The light continues to shine in my heart for each and every person here. I love you so much. So knowing that your paths are lit with a beautiful light, and knowing that your path going forward is filled with light, with love, with wisdom, with peace, with gratitude, and with an amazing center.
And so we are the light. We are the light beneath our own feet, so we may be the light for others. And it is with this light that I am so awed by the presence and the expression that's before us. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Let's come out here. Well, and if the practitioners would please stand. I want to pass a blessing on to the practitioners because they are the spiritual light of the center, knowing that each practitioner continues to carry this light of love forward to the congregation, out into the world, and especially into your own hearts.
And will our board of trustees please stand? So this board, who I've already fallen in love with so deeply, cares for this center with such attention to the intention. What a beautiful consciousness this group is. And I honor you, and I so look forward to serving with you and being a part of this good.
And I actually, yeah, right, beautiful, thank you.
Stay up.
Just keep standing.
A little bit longer if you can.
I would actually like to invite our past board of directors, and some of them are already standing, but our past board, if they would also stand, Bruce, Scott, Rosie. Standing on giants, and I just appreciate everything because we worked together the last few years moving forward. So I just appreciate and love you so much and continue the blessing of love to each of you. Great. Yeah. And then the members. Yeah. Okay. And if the members of the center, Huntington Beach Center for Spiritual Living,
will stand,
our beautiful members, go ahead, really stand. And some of you are like, I don't want to stand. Why are you making me stand? Not making you, just want to honor you. Honor the members that have supported this center for years beyond my time. Your wisdom, your beauty, your support has really grown the center and taken us to the next level. And now we're ready to move to the next level.
And with us today are our family, my family, our family, and the friends. So all of y'all, go ahead, stand up, be part of this,
yeah,
if you're willing. Because, you know, it is a family, but a family has lots of friends. And it is the friends sometimes who really step in and step up, and that is really what we're seeing today. So I thank you, my friends and my family, for stepping in and stepping up and being part of this moment.
Thank you. And knowing that each one of us continue to carry our light with love, with ease, with grace. And so it is. I'll let everybody go ahead and have a seat. And we're not distinguishing our lights. We're just